Welcome to the show, everyone. You're listening to Connecting the Notes, and we'll be spending this hour on one of my all-time favorite bands, the Meat Puppets. Lots of great stuff coming up this hour, so stay tuned, and as always, thank you for tuning in. Welcome to Connecting the Notes. We'll be spending this hour on the band Meat Puppets. Meat Puppets is made up of guitarist Kurt Kirkwood, his brother and bassist Chris Kirkwood, and drummer Derek Bostrom. All three grew up in Paradise Valley, Arizona, later moving to Tempe, Arizona, and forming the band in January of 1980. As Derek Bostrom told Goldmine magazine in 1995, quote, "I actually met those guys around 1977. They went to one school, I went to another, and we actually connected through the Unitarian Church. A friend of mine's father was the minister there, and a lot of times we'd just get the key, go in, and set up and jam. Another friend of mine knew the Kirkwoods, and they came to one of the jams, so I kind of got to know them that way," end quote. three began playing together and learning how to play a bunch of Derek's punk 45s. And as he said in that same interview with Goldmine, we started out with one concept, which was to write a bunch of songs in an afternoon. We'd just get a lick, throw some lyrics together, and learn it. And we wrote songs like that for most of 1980, till we had a bunch of them. We got bored with playing in our back bedroom, so we started playing parties, and we found that being in front of people increased the energy level by like triple. So we started to want to get real gigs. And about that time, Kurt had written the song Meat Puppets, and I said, well, let's just call ourselves Meat Puppets. That works, that's a proper noun. And people liked it. They were talking as much about our name as they were about our performance, so we decided to keep it because it was getting us over. In November 1981, Meat Puppets went to record their first album. It would be released by Black Flag's SST Records, and the sessions were engineered by Spot, Black Flag's infamous producer and engineer. As drummer Derek Rostrom wrote in the liner notes of the retrospective Classic Puppets album, he wrote, "For our first album, we wound up recording live in the studio on acid. This cozy arrangement inspired some of Kurt's strangest guitar work, as well as vocal performances that channeled energy with perhaps the less we knew about, the better. While we warmed up on some covers, our producer Spot left running a two-tape track machine, just in case he might capture a happy accident. The song Walking Boss was just such an accident, one that helped inspire us to further develop our band, our brand of country punk fusion." Puppets with Walking Boss, a pleasant Doc Watson cover which appeared on their first LP. That song was just a glimpse of what was soon to come from Meat Puppets as they gravitated away from the hardcore roots of SST Records that dominated their sound on the earlier recordings, and began writing songs with more country and psychedelic influences.
Show you your payment. I don't want you going on your days of work. bristles while it hangs there. Feathers drip from every pore. It shows a spectacle of falling and settles to the floor. It shows the spectacle of falling and settles to the
Meat Puppets with New Gods, The Whistling Song, and Plateau, all from 1984's Meat Puppets 2. You're listening to Connecting the Notes. Thank you for tuning in. We're spending this hour looking at one of my favorite groups, Meat Puppets. You may have recognized that last song from Nirvana's Unplugged in New York show. Cobain sang three Meat Puppets originals during that show, while Kurt and Chris Kirkwood joined him on stage. The band's popularity spiked this time as they grappled with major label success, an issue we'll talk about more later in the show. For now, I'm going to talk about Meat Puppets 2, the album that was released in 1984, and that album actually sat on the shelves for nearly a year before it was released. As Derek Bostrom wrote on his blog at meatpuppets.com, coincidentally or not, Meat Puppets 2 languished unfinished for 6 months. Spot became unavailable, and no one seemed to be able to locate him or the tapes. We seethed resentment over the delays and began to imagine conspiracies and ulterior motives at the label, especially after we discovered that Husker Du, the Minutemen, and even Black Flag had post-hardcore albums in the works. Meat Puppets 2 wasn't released until the spring of 1984. Even after the album got a glowing 4-star review in Rolling Stone magazine, our dissatisfaction with SST hardened, and the relationship settled into a stifling atmosphere of mutual suspicion. Meat Puppets would release 4 more records with SST between 1985 and 1989, and they continued to evolve into different musical territories. Meat Puppets with Up on the Sun and Swimming Ground. Puppets guitarist and chief songwriter Kirk Kirkwood told Solid magazine in 1985, quote, "I think music is the last refuge of the nihilist. For some inexplicable reason, it makes even the most cynical people somewhat happy, and they can't figure it out. That's all I know about it. I don't think, well, I'm gonna make people happy or anything. I just think music can do that. With rock music especially, it seems like there's this sort of fervor that happens. It's kind of like people cheering at a block of concrete or something. There's this thing that doesn't really exist, especially after it's been played, it doesn't exist anymore. And everybody's just standing around in the room going, ah, about what they've seen. It's like a comet, almost, or a shooting star," end quote. On the band's influences, Chris Kirkwood said, quote, "If anything, we're like the Grateful Dead in that we're a band that concentrates mostly on expanding our boundaries and allowing our boundaries to expound themselves. As long as you don't start thinking you know what you think, reality will constantly present itself to you anew. The Dead's music has a certain open-mindedness to it and will go places other bands won't. Here's a group of people who've been playing music together for 25 years with this single-minded vision of letting it go where it will, using the songs as springboards and letting the music take everybody into a different place in themselves. It's not just about music, it's about being alive. It can be a really mystical experience. I think the Dead put the music ahead of everything else. I know we do. These are our aspirations as well," end quote.
Fill my head as I lay there.
my face. There's a blood that's flowing through the feeling, with a knife to open up the sky's veins. Some things will never change. They stand there looking backwards, half unconscious from the pain. They may seem rearranged in the backwater swirling. There's something that'll never change. And when I should have been done a long time, laughs and says I find ways. Just when we're sheltered under paper, the rockets come at us sideways. Something will never change. They stand there looking backwards, half unconscious from the pain. They may seem rearranged in the backwater swirl.
Meat Puppets with Sexy Music off of 1987's Huevos. You're listening to Connecting the Notes, and we're talking about the group Meat Puppets this hour. They may be best known for the song Backwater, which is playing in the background at the moment. Meat Puppets released their last record for SST in 1989. They signed a major label deal with London Records shortly thereafter. Given the relationship between SST Records and the band, it was likely an easy decision, but it still presented the group with new challenges. London Records, a subsidiary of Polygram, insisted on bringing in a new producer, Pete Anderson, to work with the group. The result was 1991's Forbidden Places, which is now out of print. It had a strong country feel, but the label didn't know how to promote the group. As drummer Derek Bostrom recalls, quote, "While the album Forbidden Places was not an unpleasant showcase of our various styles of writing and playing, we made no attempt to duplicate it on stage. We refused to stick to what we'd rehearsed, playing songs we didn't actually know and driving audiences away with interminable encores and ear-splitting noise. We played too many notes, too fast, too loud, and too long. In other words, we rocked out as hard as we could. We had always thought that this was the best way to go. Apparently, we were mistaken. As far as our label was concerned, this was not a party. This was business." As Bostrom described it, plans for the next record became bogged down. A compromise was eventually reached to allow Butthole Surfer's Paul Leary to produce the record, Too High to Die. The album that featured Backwater was released in 1994. The group's popularity was helped by an appearance with Nirvana on MTV's Unplugged recording. Cobain sang three Meat Puppet songs while being joined by guitarist and bassist Kurt and Chris Kirkwood on stage.
Thank you. time. Thank you.
That was Nirvana, accompanied by Kurt and Chris Kirkwood playing Meat Puppet's song Lake of Fire. Kurt Cobain committed suicide 4.5 months later, and that concert was played almost nonstop by MTV in the ensuing months. When they hit Backwater, and plus that appearance, Meat Puppets were in the spotlight. Their album Too High to Die went on to sell 500,000 copies. On their major label success, Chris Kirkwood told Raygun in 1995, quote, "It's just like a gamble. We're going to take our little art project here and sell it to these business guys and see if we can still maintain our love for it and satisfy ourselves artistically and not gross ourselves out. And see if we can give them something they want to try and sell. But I watch MTV. I'm down with it. All these guys wear their pants down around their ass. I've always done that. When will it be cool to start spilling food on yourself? That's when I'm going to be riding the wave." Released their last LP with all three original members in 1995. The recording process was a trying one, and after several draining US tours from the Too High to Die success, the group members went their separate ways.
Got a hole in it, and everything.
they see through the nickel and diamond. I'll explain. When the roof's got a hole in it, everything is ruined by the rain. Yeah, my head.
Meat Puppets with Roof with a Hole off their 1994 certified gold record, Too High to Die. The group broke up soon after the release of their next record, No Joke, in 1995. Bassist Chris Kirkwood's drug habits became a problem at this time, forcing Kurt Kirkwood to cancel the tour that they were on. Chris Kirkwood retreated to his home in Tempe, Arizona, where his condition worsened. His wife and one of his good friends both died of overdoses in the span of 8 months between 1998 and 1999. Kurt Kirkwood began making music without his brother Chris, even releasing an album under the band name Meat Puppets in 2000. In 2004, Chris was sentenced to 21 months in prison for assaulting a security guard at an Arizona post office. During the assault, Chris was shot by the security guard. Presumably, Chris has been clean since his release from prison and eventually started playing music with his brother once again. In 2007, Meat Puppets released their first record in 12 years. They were joined by new drummer Ted Marcus and have been touring quite a bit since. As Chris told Austin Chronicle writer Doug Freeman, it's really just a continuation of the art that Kurt and I have been making since we were young. It's the reemergence of Kurt and me playing again, and the result of me actually getting to the point where I have some light back in my soul.
Try to hold it, but it vanishes from my head. Try to swim it and I wind up on the cold sand. Try to cut it but I cannot make the knife go. Try running but my legs are moving too slow. So I wait for the wind. Burn my head again. $1 million doesn't buy much of anything. Cause nothing you can really feel a good stain. So I wait for the wind. Burn my head again. And I won't feel the rocks when I am diving in. It's like a tale and won't be so. I'll see it. I'll see it. These eyes are really made of stone. Thank you.
Meat Puppets with one of their latest songs called Stone Eyes. Thank you for joining us as we listen to Meat Puppets this hour. We have one more quote from Kirk Kirkwood on songwriting, as he told Matter in 1984, quote, "Our perceptions are very limited by the fact that we're floating in the eternal universe and we can't see very much of it. It's bigger than size itself. So I have as much faith in the idea that my imagination is somehow real as I do in the idea that what I see before my very eyes is real. I'm into sharing that," end quote. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the program. This has been Connecting the Notes. You can visit us online at connectingthenotes.com. And we'd also like to thank Derek Bostrom for maintaining a wonderful blog, meatpuppets.com, where we got a lot of information for this show. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you.